Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. So who's picking up your mother? I can't do it. Our schedule's too packed. We got too much going on.
Well, the thing is, it's just the driving over there.
Out of the way. Completely out of the way.
Well, and it's twice.
Yeah, no shit.
But the other thing is, that's the day, the morning, we have to go pick up the board from the carving board. We have to go and get the balloons.
So I say again, who's getting your mother?
You're going to love this.
What?
Shervin. He's going to fall on the grenade, as you like to put it.
Absolutely. Good for you, Sherv.
Welcome, you delicious, dynamic, filthy dirties, to a new episode of Till the Dirt with Tommy and MJ.
What?
I'm Mercedes Javid, and this is my husband, Tommy Fight.
Heyo.
We sit around and talk about all the things you want to hear. We're your favorite part of the week, and we want to make you laugh, cry, and connect.
Yeah, man.
Today, you guys, we are coming to you from a very, very clean house.
First time for everything.
Yeah. I mean, since the day we moved in.
No, we've had maids come in.
No, it's not that it's clean. It's the decluttered part of it. The housekeeper. So you guys, Sammy, shout out to season one, Sammy, one of my best friends. We dog sit for him, for his dog.
And the dog sucks.
We love Bambi. No. She's an amazing dog.
Lassie was an amazing dog. Yeah. Rin Tin Tin was an amazing dog. Bambi is a shit house.
I've never
She comes in here and she shits and she pisses and anywhere and everywhere. Normally in my bathroom a lot. So Sammy, because Sammy is a good guy and he does appreciate the fact that we watch her.
Well, we also rescued her in the first place.
Yeah, so we got rid of her because we could tell that she was a shit house.
That's not what happened. Yeah, well, I mean, we'll refresh your memories quickly. The chemistry wasn't great. Toya was very depressed. Bambi was very puppy energy.
Was drinking wine and fucking crying herself to sleep at night. She was very depressed. She was very depressed.
She was like, I don't like this teenager. Yeah,
get this putana out of here.
I'm an elderly. Basically, Toya was 7 years old at the time.
Yeah.
And whenever we kept her, we didn't get rid of her. We kept her and we rescued her and all of those great things. But what happened was Sammy and Allegra fell in love with her, like came over, wouldn't let her go.
Allegra did.
Very much so.
And then Sammy, who's not a dog person.
Right.
He's not like a pet person.
Right.
But yes, within a few, you know.
They kept on coming over.
Yeah.
The first time we met Allegra was he brought her to our Shams' birthday party. So when we started to get ideas, because we adopted...
Yeah, where can we pawn off this dog?
We adopted Bambi...
Can we get rid of this train wreck?
We adopted Bambi in February, and it's April is Shams' birthday, and there we were.
Well, it was really the Rose's fault, our producer, because she had a rescue, and then she wanted to rescue all the dogs. So the next thing you know, we had a dog here, and we were like, you know what? You got a receipt for this one? Can we bring it back? Because this thing sucks.
I mean, you guys, he's joking.
No,
so
I'm not joking.
Basically, when Sammy and Allegra kept on coming over and on multiple visits, she was gravitated to each other very much, at which point we contacted the adoption agency and said,
get this dog the fuck out of here.
We think this couple that are our friends that don't have any dogs want to adopt her. And so we went back with Allegra and Allegra registered and we did the, you know, the home visit or, you know, went back and everything and they approved it. And this is a great adoption agency and we'll put the notes in the show notes, Nini, for where we got her. And she is a super, Sammy, first of all, Bambi sits on Sammy's face, like ass first. I mean, but
let's not get fucking, this is a family show, bro. But let's take this down a notch.
So very much like, very much like the lion that reunites with its owner.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
Bambi loves me so much.
Yeah, totally, so much.
They only feel comfortable with her staying, just like we do with my mom is the only person.
Yeah, that's for totally different reasons.
I do not
reasons.
Trust my mom. That's totally different reasons. No, my mom will go in the front yard with Toya.
Oh, no, I thought you meant that your mother was only can be trusted staying with us. Yeah, no, I get that. I get that. We can't pawn her up on anybody else.
Oh,
believe
God,
me.
No.
Believe
oh
me.
God! Could you imagine? Please. Like, I honestly, I don't even know where I could take my mom. Like, if my mom wants to meet somebody to
knock on,
get
wood.
A quote for tires, she'll burn a bridge.
Oh yeah. Oh yes. Especially if it's someone you tell her. Like if it's yeah. someone that
no,
this
never.
Is my guy Steve.
I would never.
He's the best. I love
never.
Him. Said Steve is never talking to you again.
I'd send
you
know her somewhere. I mean? Koreatown, white yes, pages, yes, yellow pages, yes, somewhere yes, that yes. I'm never going to drive yes. all the way
Bakersfield.
Over
Bakersfield.
Yeah. 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 She doesn't get anything yeah. in the area.
No,
no,
man. And it's funny, too, because, I mean, knock on wood. Knock Not on wood. She lives a very long and healthy life. But like when
course.
Your father, for example, he was the sweetest guy on earth. Mm-hmm. So when he had to go into a home and shit like that, it wasn't really... Like, they loved Shams. Can you a fucking imagine if she was in one of those places, bro?
Well, you cannot do that.
I'm just saying, can you imagine? Like, we come to visit, and all this shit would be on the side of the street. She'd be sitting there. Like,
on the sidewalk? On the curb?
Yeah, it's at the bus stop. You know what I mean?
Like, well...
Yeah.
You know what they have? They have
the lights would be off. You know what I mean? The facility.
The flickering lights.
Everybody pretend they're not there. Shh. They're coming to get her.
Okay. Oh. All right. Well, anyway, because Bambi, as much as they only feel comfortable with her at my house when they're out of town, but then he's like, all right, you've watched her so many times. We're going to send the cleaners. Guess what the cleaners did?
They cleaned.
I asked them, no, I'm going to be really specific. Ooh. I asked them, do me a favor, because she had a young 25-something-year-old son and daughter. And
there was a son here? I only saw the daughter.
Because I asked, yeah, exactly. Oh. I said to the son, I said, how about if all we do is the outside? My son's birthday is this weekend, and, you know, the backyard has been rained on and all of that. So he raked and swept and wiped down all the cars. He made the outside look great. And then I asked the girls, just hitch Tommy's bathroom and my shower for the windows. And I said, if that's all you do is the tile and the windows, we're good. You don't need to step foot into the kitchen area because Tommy is a master of the kitchen. He loves cleaning that, LOL. And that's what happened. So the rest of the, oh, by the way, the rest of this I did. Okay, let's be clear.
Okay.
I am the type of cleaner that will say, okay, today you can do a living room. I could do a baseboards. I can do some walls. I can do some, you have to wipe down the fingerprints and the chocolate prints and the handprints off of the light switches and the kitchen handles, which I would appreciate your help sometimes. Maybe use a knuckle instead of a thumb. Like, maybe wash your hand off the barbecue sauce before you slide open the thing. Whatever.
Maybe.
Even if you don't, it is what it is. But now, don't try to take all the credit for nice it looks.
I haven't done a thing.
Thank you.
What credit? I haven't done a thing.
Thank you.
But I also won't be the one making it in 3 weeks when it's a mess. I won't be taking any of that credit for being a mess either. I'm surprised you got rid of as much stuff as you did, because you and your mother have that hoarder gene where you think that...
the housekeeper said I'm a hoarder.
Yeah, I can't
she
get rid of it.
She went back and told Sammy
Good.
That I'm a hoarder.
Good. Oh, I'm going to keep that. For what? No. Your mother gives me stuff like the bank gave her away from 5 years ago. I thought you'd want this. What the fuck am I going to do with this?
Repurposing, I decided, is the worst invention, and it should only be reserved for retired people. Because you know what repurposing does? Every time you want to get something away, you think, are you sure? Are you sure, Eugene? Can't you just think of maybe another way to use it or somebody, or maybe I could put it in.
And you take after your mother. The two of you think that, oh, this isn't garbage. Let me just hold on to it in case ever, any time, the emergency, we might need it. I did spring cleaning this week myself. I took off a whole top layer,
What'd you get rid of?
Clothes, just clothes, stuff in the closet, stuff that I had to get rid of. Closet looks great now.
What did you need to get rid of? I mean, a lot of your clothes are too small for
you. It's springtime. It's springtime.
Were you taking rid of stains? Because, I mean, it's springtime.
Yeah, stuff that I stained, stuff that I just, again, Marie Kondo, you hold it and you feel, how does it make you feel? Uh-huh. Do you feel like you need this? Do you feel like you want it? Can you envision yourself wearing it? And if it's no, throw the thing the fuck out.
Well, I must say.
Goodwill. I don't throw it out. Goodwill.
Shout out to Dr. Shauna DeCoris. Right now, because it's spring fling, right? I like going to my closet more because my options are becoming more bountiful.
Bountiful?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
I like that I can into my closet and most likely things are not going to be tight. Mm. You guys know how excited I am with my new skincare routine, Oak Essentials. The Oak Essentials, you guys, it just scored me such points. So when I drive to radio, I always have to go there extra early because traffic builds up if you don't get in the car early. Like every minute that you're home, tack on like an extra 5 or 10 minutes on the road. I went makeup free. And then, because you guys know I keep the Moisture Rich Balm in my car as well. You know, one for the purse, one for the nightstand, one in the bath. So I put it on my hands and anywhere else, but especially like the parts of my skin that like matter the most, like my lips, my neck, my knuckles, my fingers, like the things that people are going to notice. I don't want them to be dry and scaly. And it just makes me feel better. It makes me feel like I'm not neglecting myself. I walk in, Joey Zalzig sees me and he's like, oh my God, girl, you look snatched. What have you been doing? And I was such a deer in the headlights. And I was like, honestly, all I did, and you could like wipe my face right now and prove that I'm telling the truth, is I put the Moisture Rich Balm and I'm makeup free. And it was like this luminous glow. So if you want to unlock that healthy glowing skin with the decadent hydrating ingredients that give you a luxe dewy glow, it's Oak Essentials. So you know that spring is upon us and Oak Essentials is the perfect way to refresh your routine with quality, luxurious self-care. The balm has sea buckthorn fruit oil. That's the highest vegetal source of vitamin C, E, saturated fats, omega-7. These things support your collagen production. So it's rich in beta carotene. We need that. Antioxidant powerhouse. It's known to fight free radical damage and slow down the aging process. Treat yourself or someone else this season. Our followers will get 15% off the first order when you use the code THEDIRT at checkout. That's 15% off plus a gift with your first order at OAKESSENTIALS.com. Promo code THEDIRT. Go ahead and treat yourself. From luxurious skincare to meaningful self-care, you deserve it.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So it was Jam's birthday week.
Oh, yeah. So what time do you want to leave today?
Well, we're 11.
You want to leave here at 11?
I want to be in the car on the way at 11.
Okay.
It's going to be at least in, like, it's an hour and 15 minute drive, at least.
Okay.
But, so
Shams. So did you want to tell everybody where we're going?
Well, we'll get to that. So Shams' birthday was on, you know, we had his birthday. We had some cake and we brought cupcakes to school. He had a great birthday, but you know, the person,
our son,
like,
turned
five
this year, this week.
I can't believe it. It's been hitting me in the head all week.
And another shout out to Shannon Stern, for she had her birthday on the 13th.
Yeah, I can't believe that he's five. You know, he's such a big kid now. And then last night
I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I can't let my mom see his hair exactly like this. I'm going to have to get his bangs trimmed, right?
No, you're not doing anything to his bangs again. You made him look like a pumpkin pie haircut.
I understand.
Freak.
I mean, professionally, should I go and get him his hair cut real quick?
Sure. No. For what?
No, you like it? You're okay with the way his hair is? It's cute.
Between now and tomorrow, where are we finding the time to go get him a haircut?
Okay.
Where's it happening?
Okay.
Yeah, it's not happening.
But his hair is fine, right?
I wouldn't go that far. It looks like he combs it with a rock from time to time when we drop him off at school. Well, you'll brush it, and it's like this bouffant. It looks like he's like 70 years old from Naples, Florida, and he's a retiree. He's got this big bouffant helmet on.
He looks cute.
Yeah, he looks great.
But he has good hair. That's all that matters. Yeah,
well, he's got hair. I'll give him that.
He's got beautiful, soft brown hair.
Yeah,
thick.
So we went to the Met game. Mets are playing the Dodgers this weekend, and we went to the Met game last night. Shams, a dad from
Brangelina.
School.
Hello.
Yeah, Brangelina.
They know.
There you go.
They know. Brangelina came over,
and
picked up.
Yeah, Brangelina's demon seed.
Excuse you.
Yeah. No, the kid's just a little, I don't know.
Do you want to call him like a sweet little terror?
Yeah, sure. But I almost judo chopped him in the throat last night.
Why?
Because he said, "How come your stomach's so big?"
Like, I love that.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Say it again. I'm gonna judo chop you in the throat.
And then what did his dad
say? No. He said, "Sam's dad is fat." He's pointing at me. So yeah. All right. Okay.
Okay. Jason say?
What are you gonna say, bro? I'm not exactly svelte, you know. But
he would have laughed.
Yeah. There was another thing that happened with.
Sweetie, do you want to keep this one? Because if you want to keep this jacket, there's shit stains on the front.
No, it's chocolate. It's chocolate.
Oh, it's just chocolate. Speaking of which.
Yeah.
So, do you want to keep that? Because that's way too small for you.
No, it isn't. It's very comfortable.
Oh, okay. So I'll take the stains out for you.
No, you won't, but it's okay.
Of course I will.
I'll bring it to the dry cleaner. No, sweetie.
No, I can do that in 5 seconds and I'll save you $12.50.
And you repurpose it. Yeah.
So that was the problem.
Yeah.
Repurposing is like a fraudulent scam.
Yeah.
Okay. It is a fraudster from Nigeria, and it is trying to tell me to give it $2,000 in order to redeem my $20 million winnings. To say repurpose is to say hoard, because right now I am looking in the drawers and I'm seeing like, okay, we've got electric stuff or, you know, Shams' school stuff. Where is the line? Do I just make a scrapbook? Because at this point, I have only one box of his, you know, like in school when they make crafts.
Oh, I've got a bunch of his shit.
But how much total space? It can't take up a suitcase.
No, I have shoe boxes. I have 3 shoe boxes.
Oh, you have, okay. I have 2.
Okay. I'm winning.
No.
I love him more.
No. I'm saying I think it's already too much. You know, like my dad has.
You should take him
outside.
Saved
like 5 or 10 max.
We should take him outside and have him watch us throw it out.
That is so rude.
Yeah, have him
Do
watch
you know what
it.
My mom said yesterday on
what?
The phone?
Oh.
She said, "Tommy read to a school today. I saw it on Facebook."
Not a school. I read to.
3 classrooms on auditoriums.
No. First off, I want to give a big shout out to Lisa Foster because she's the one that kind of was the impetus. She did it first with me reading to a class.
I miss Lisa.
And it was, I hope your father's doing okay too, man. Or I really, really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it when I did it with her.
You did a good job. I could overhear it from the other room.
I really enjoyed it when I did it with her. And then I have a friend of mine. Big shout out to Brenda Poggio. She's actually in charge of the school district in New York.
She a dirty?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. I'll tell you, she's busy, bro, because she's got a bunch of schools in her belt, under her belt, that she's got to deal with and whatnot. And we put it together really fast. It was like in a couple of days. But I read to 300 kids. So it was the first, like she had to go to 4 different stops. There was 4 different Zooms. The first one had 3 classes. The second one had 3 classes. Each class has, you know, 25, 30 kids in it. Then there was one individual, the third stop was one individual class. There was a bigger class, and then there was an auditorium. So yeah, man, it was definitely, it was an uplifting day for me. It was, I felt really great about it. I want to thank Brenda a lot. It was awesome. I got to
and
read
then
my,
you they,
all the
Shams,
kids, all the kids loved the book. The
your kids, kid, your kid came and sat on your lap.
Yes, yes, he came in and sat on for the first couple of sessions. He was a part of it. We took because after I read the book, the kids asked a Q&A, and he answered a lot of the questions because he knew the answers. It was just it was really, really great. And you know, if you guys want to help, I'd like to give them. I'd like to donate my book to the classrooms I read it to. I have about 100 copies that I could give. Obviously, I can't buy 300 copies. That's a lot. But that's what I would need. I've already got a bunch of donations that have come in. So if you want to help and want to donate, please, you know, hop on board. It's going to a good cause. You know, I don't make a lot of money from these books. And the money just goes back to you know, me being able to buy books for kids. So it's not about me selling copies of my book, believe me. But if you want to jump on board, I would really appreciate it. You could go on my Amazon wish list. You could get the books there. It's the best hug in the world. You could go on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, anywhere else that you buy books. But it's going to a good cause. It was a lot of fun. And I just want to say thank you to everybody that was involved.
Well, my mom also knew about it. So
yeah, she stalks. She Facebook stalks me,
and she's like, "Tommy was reading to children, and Shams."
How can you make it sound like fucking? It sounds really bad.
No, that's how she talks. Okay. I think.
Okay.
And then she goes, "He told Shams, I throw away your art, and he became very upset in the garbage." And then I go, it was just a joke, Mom. And he's like, no, but his face.
Oh, that was from a post a while ago. That wasn't from that. That was from when we colored. And I colored way better than him. Mine went on the fridge. His went in the garbage.
And then did he get upset?
Yeah. Not upset. He did. He gasped.
But he didn't. That means he didn't get upset then.
No, he gasped. He gasped. It's hilarious. You should go. For anyone that follows me, go check it out.
Cuts
a great
off,
post.
It cuts off.
Right? Yeah, it did. But like the real version, he like clutched his pearls. It was hilarious.
Where's the real version available?
I have it on my phone.
Well, I'd like to see it because she was talking about it and it cut off.
Yeah. But we also have a very big day today.
Okay, so...
Well, first off, we had a great win last night. For the Met fans out there that listen to the pod, I know there are a few. We had a fucking great win last night.
You showed the Dodgers who's boss?
Yeah, absolutely. And today, we're going back.
Okay. Boom, brum, drum roll.
Yeah. Alex Cohen coming through with the clutch again, man.
Shout out to Hillary Shore. She's going to be there.
Yes. But
she texted me.
Yeah, so we're going to Sweet Life. Sweet Life again.
So Alex Cohen invited us to her personal suite at the Dodger Stadium for
unsolicited. Unsolicited. So she thought of me. She's fucking, my wife never thinks of me.
Maybe like maybe it came ever. Up in her Facebook memory.
Whatever, man. All I know is she reached out to me and said, oh, yeah, I just want to let you know we're going to be out there for the series.
Well, the last time I reached out with Alex Cohen, I had an exchange with her. I had wished her a happy Mother's Day. So we should start thinking about Mother's Day, too, because that's the next thing that's coming up. What I will say is this could be a wonderful one annual tradition.
Oh, I yeah, man. If we play our cards right, we don't do, you know, get sloppy in the suite. I don't see why.
Who's going to get sloppy in the suite?
I don't know, man. I'm just fucking busting chops. But yeah, their daughter lives out here.
Can I say something?
I hope I'm not saying a national secret or anything, but their daughter lives here. So they make the trip. The Mets only play the Dodgers once every year.
Did you see Steve last night?
Yes, I did, but I didn't interrupt him last night. But I did.
You didn't
see him.
Even say hi.
We were a little too far. It would have been screaming, "Steve, Steve!" I wasn't about to do that.
Oh, you couldn't?
No, but he was in sight, but I couldn't. Plus, he was chewing Scott Boras's ear off, who's like the most powerful agent in the sport. So I was hoping, maybe they're
negotiating.
They're planting seeds for a fertile off season.
Okay. We took cupcakes together as parents to Shams' classroom for his birthday celebration in school.
It's a celebration, bitches.
I just want to top it off with saying tonight My cousin and her husband are the creators of one of the biggest fashion brands on the planet, which is Mike Amiri and Shireen Amiri. They're having a big party.
These people that are listening right now that definitely had no idea of that, that that's your in-laws-ish, right?
What do you mean in-laws-ish? She's my cousin.
No, I understand, but he's married to your cousin. Is that still like an in-law? Because it's not your brother or sister. Is that...
No, babe. Okay. So anyway.
But yeah, no, he's...
Anyway, family is what they are. Yeah. So Albert... So they're having a big life event tonight. Yeah. Their son is turning 13. So when it rains, it pours, but they need the... I always say this, we need the positive metaphor for when it rains, it pours. Mm-hmm. What's the positive one? What, spring is sprung? Okay. The flowers bloom?
Sure.
I don't know. A bloom bath? Whatever.
If it ain't one thing, it's a motherfucking another.
Cousin Ziba is fitting to hop in the car, drive down. Because it's Coachella weekend too, the airplane flights are too expensive. It's like $1,700 just to fly from San Francisco to here.
To take selfies in the desert.
So she can't come with her daughters unless she drives. But yeah, she's going to make the drive because it is a big life event for the bar mitzvah.
And they didn't come to the last one, no?
They didn't come to the last bar mitzvah because they have three kids. And it would be great if they make it.
It's at the same place?
We still don't know if she's going to wake up and come. Yes, it's at the same place. You and I are not driving home. You and I, after the Dodger game, are going to switch clothes somehow while we're still in the area because it would be moronic for us to drive an hour and a half and then another hour and a half when we're going to be within like 2 miles of the spot.
Mm. What, we could just drop you off. You want? No, I'm just kidding. There was a good party last time. They had great food. There was a Ferris wheel. It was, it was a nice party. So we'll go to the party. We'll party.
I forgot about that part. Yeah.
Whoa.
I got a major DM.
Major DM.
Yeah. Would I be the asshole for boycotting my sister's wedding?
Whoa.
After significant surgery that left me intubated in the ICU for 3 days, I resolved to be more assertive in my life. Despite living in the same city, neither of my siblings reached out or visited me during this challenging time. Earlier this year, I started dating someone who has since become an integral part of my life, meeting my family and even accompanying me as a plus one to another wedding. From context, the wedding was for the brother of my sister's fiance. My sister, with whom I share living space, is set to marry in July. And a month ago, her fiance relayed to me that due to a guest list limitation and the new status of my relationship, my partner is not going to be invited to the wedding.
Yeah, don't go.
I agreed. They're expecting 100 attendees, and notably, my ex was invited.
Ex was invited?
Yeah.
Oh, no, come on, bro.
So,
come on, that's good.
Fuck you. Yes.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I mean,
don't go and change your number. I'm kidding about that part. But, like, what
no,
the
listen, maybe you are the asshole and that no one likes you for whatever reason.
No, there's never, but they live together.
Okay, but I'm just talking at face value. You can tell everybody to go fuck themselves.
Even if, here's the thing, if you don't even need the details, if you're living with a sibling and
have a new boyfriend and you're inviting an ex, like you, there's no room, but your ex can come, that's craziness.
Yeah.
That's craziness.
Yeah.
It's crazy talk. There's enough room for the what do you call it? Repurposing? You know what I mean? They repurposed the ex that they put in there? Yeah, no good. Speaking of which, Vinny sent me pictures today, this week, of when we crashed one of the weddings. And that's me with the father
of the bride in a headlock.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. I don't know. Just had to throw that in there. It made me laugh.
I've been getting a lot of compliments lately on looking youthful, and I've been spending more time on my skin because of the fact that we're not getting any younger. I'm so glad that I waited until this point in my life to really put effort into it and that it shows. And self-care is really like an essential part of my life. And today I'm sharing with you guys one of the things I'm really excited about, and that is OneSkin. It helps me simplify my skincare regimen because I do get lazy. I don't like to spend a lot of time. So the PhDs that founded this skin longevity routine proves that I don't need a complicated routine to achieve better skin. It's tropical supplements. It makes it easy for my skin to stay younger, healthier, looks like glowy. The other day I went to radio without any makeup on at all. In the morning, I was in a rush and I got so many compliments. Everyone was like, what have you done? What have you done? They looked at me like I got a facelift. I was like, okay. I felt guilty. I was like, I'm fresh faced. Like, this is completely no makeup. My secret? I think it's their OS1 peptide. That's the ingredient that has taken away all the buildup and the dead cells that make my skin look tired and ashy and saggy. And now that I've cleared out those zombie cells, I feel healthier, younger looking, with definitely less fine lines and wrinkles and age spots. Your skin can do the same for you. Return the favor with OneSkin. OneSkin is more than skincare. It's about skin longevity, targeting the root causes of aging that help me look and feel my best at every age. So get started today with 15% off using the code THEDIRT at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code THEDIRT. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about it. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. I've done it. You guys got to do it too. Expect more from your skincare routine. Invest in the health of your skin and use the code THEDIRT.
Well, when I was spring cleaning, I saw a picture of you from when you were a kid. You had a cute little nose.
Oh, I still do.
Yeah.
And it's my original one. Unlike you.
Yeah. Your son's nose will not look like yours.
Oh, let's hope we
can
just
It's not. I can see now. He's going to be me.
Oh, man. Poor kid.
Combo, but his nose is not going to be.
Jason yesterday, Brangelina, there was a point where Shams was really laughing about something. And he said, wow, that was eerie. He looks so much like MJ.
Aww.
In that moment. He looked just like he was eerie.
So, aww.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
It is. It's so sweet.
I really like Brangelina. Oh, they're good people.
Yeah. Too bad their kid's a demon.
The little one isn't.
Yeah, no, he isn't.
The little one is so cute. I'll take
him. And he's a bruiser.
He's cute.
He's a bruiser.
The younger one.
Yeah, he's a bruiser.
What was that car seat that they had Sham sitting in? What was that?
It was like, I don't know.
Looked very futuristic.
It was, well, I mean, Tesla's pretty futuristic. It was my first time I was in one yesterday. It was pretty space age.
But that wasn't a Tesla car seat. They were in.
No, they had probably like futuristic things.
All right. So I just wanted to say the episode is not going to be long this week because we do have to leave. And if you really want to leave by 10:30 to be there at 11:30.
Yes.
Is that what you said?
No, I want to be there by noon.
No, you have to, what time do you want to leave? I'm not responsible for the traffic. I'm responsible for being in the car.
Yes. I'll grant you to 11. I'll give you to, well, no, because if I grant you to 11, that's 11:15. So let's say 10:45.
I have two listings coming up.
Whoop.
I might have a third, actually. I want to know if Ziba's going to hop in the car, my cousin Ziba.
There's a cliffhanger.
You know, the last time that you and I were around our family was in March for the wedding. Yeah. And I've gotten some like whispers that you and I were not in a good place, that our family noticed.
Oh.
Very much so. That like we weren't touching each other. Okay. We weren't
so then
acknowledging
you can,
each other.
You can sit on my face and like Bambi
Sammy's,
does.
Sammy's
to
dog.
Sammy, yeah, absolutely.
I hope tonight at the family event that we have a good time together. I know we're going to have a great time at the game together. I think it can be kind of awkward when your family knows you very well and they are able to see stuff. You know, like if you're not doing okay and you're, you know, on uncle age, you've seen enough, then you kind of like see like I wonder if they think that we're okay or not, and if like, you know what I mean? Like, it.
I don't worry about what other people think.
It's our family who care about us.
All right. I don't worry about what other people think. I just try not to get myself too concerned about other people's opinions.
I do have some advice to ask.
What we talked about last week.
I'm calling on the dirties to give us some advice on this. What would you guys do if when on his birthday, Shams, his grandparents wanted to FaceTime and he wouldn't come to the phone and look at them and greet them, he was being shy and hiding behind a pillow and hiding behind me. Like, that to me was embarrassing. And I gave him a couple of chances. He didn't come around and give them like a proper happy birthday or, you know, hi grandma, hi pop pop, nothing. So I want to know, would you guys at the age of turning 5, what advice do you have? Like, do you let them be because they're just, they're 5 years old, or is there like a discipline, or is it, what do you do? You just tell them. What I did was I said the next day or later that night, I was disappointed that you didn't greet your grandparents on FaceTime all the way in New York. That hurt my feelings. And I said that we should always cherish the time we have with our grandparents because they are older and we don't know how much time we're going to have with them. And we respect our elders.
Well, you got to discipline them, man. You know, you definitely don't discipline them enough. This has been a great week for him. It's been a great, fabulous birthday week. But Monday morning, he's 5 years old. It's time for some chores. It's time for him to have some things that he, you know, he has them with me, but we both need to follow through on them. And ready. He's not, you know, if you tell him what to do, he does it. But if you placate him and baby him, he's not going to do shit.
Well, one thing I know is that you can't have the same mantra apply to everything in life. So if I were to say, I have a 10-year-old daughter, right? And I want to make sure that she knows how to protect herself and boundaries around her body. Or if I want to teach my kids street smarts, like the same mantra doesn't apply to children at every age and every situation.
Yeah, that's why he's five. He's five. It's time for him to be able to do some chores. He could definitely put his laundry away. There's definitely things that he could do now.
I did come up with something really smart. I told him that anything on the floor can get chewed up by Toya. I go, oh, Toya was playing with one of your action figures. She had him in his mouth and, you know, she had him in her mouth and
it's a family show.
Quickly picked up all the toys off the ground. And that was amazing. Mm. And I've been up to my ears in admin, which is great because if you stay on top of it as you go, then it won't overcome you, right? So I'm gonna be the first to say, if he gets up and we're not in a hurry, then he can pussyfoot around and then finally brush his teeth. Number two, before bedtime, we can't wait until bedtime for him to do the routine that should happen before bedtime. And finally, I've been doing paperwork stuff. We've got to take him to the doctor. He already went to the dentist. You've got to turn in all these forms. I mean, we're reaching the deadline for kindergarten stuff, paperwork, to seal the deal. Life is busy. Spring is sprung.
Spring.
You guys.
Spring is sprung.
Pardon our nasal voices. We are very sorry if it was annoying. Nini, turn up the volume for us if you can.
I lasted the longest. You guys have had this sniffle, and you gave it to me now. So thank you both for that. I appreciate it.
All right.
I think I lost my voice a little bit at the game last night, and I'm only going to lose it again today. So let's go Mets.
Let's go Mets. Let's go Mets. All right, guys, next week is going to be action packed. I'm doing Jeff Lewis with Jamie Kennedy. We've got a party tonight, a big party tomorrow, and a huge week ahead of work we're going to get back into. And you know what? Not only is April almost coming to a close, but there is a huge amount of stuff, including Shervin's wedding / engagement in May. Mm. Yeah, man. There's a lot. There's a lot. And all these listings.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
All right, guys. TTYL, TTYS, love you so much. Thank you for the cameo requests. Remember, send us DMs to the Till the Dirt page and or me and Tommy.
Patreon, too.
Oh yeah, there's a new Patreon that is up as of last Monday, and I am putting more up right now. The morning stuff of the BTS of the party is going to be in there as well. All right, guys, thanks so much.
Have a great week.
Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Till the Dirt with Tommy and MJ. We're so happy you're coming on this journey with us. It would mean so much to us if you would rate our show, give us 5 stars, leave a nice comment, and subscribe so that you can stay up to date with all our new episodes. You could also follow us on all platforms at Till the Dirt with Tommy and MJ. See you next week.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.